If you showed up at a stranger's home and asked for a free meal, they might slam the door in your face. Or just maybe you'd find a kind soul who would take you in. The latter is the case this weekend in one city. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers, where you can score exclusive savings by texting Exmark to 283-342 for a dealer near you.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Back in 1912, the students of South Dakota State University decided upon a most unusual theme for their homecoming. They created Hobo Day, a tradition that continues today. Students dressed as hobos and even bummed meals from area citizens. Chuck Cecil says many of the elements remain the same.
They've decided that it's probably better if the homeowners would notify the Hobo Day committee that they would be willing to accept students who come by for a meal. So they've changed that a little just because it's a little more acceptable now.
So for over a century, the people of Brookings have opened their homes to students looking for something to eat, and perhaps good conversation about the longtime tradition.
There are a few people that call up and say, yeah, we'd like to have people drop by, so students during Hobo Week stop by for a free meal.
But it's no ordinary meal.
They even have a hobo stew that's a recipe that a lot of people use. It's probably quite a common stew, but they call it hobo stew because hobos used to go to what they call the jungles along the railroad tracks and brew hobo stew.
And Hobo Day carried over to the campus buildings as well.
When they built the student union here, they named the eating area the jungle, which relates back to the hobos' jungle where they camped. And the jungle was lined with boards on the walls where students were encouraged to carve their names into the walls.
It's a tradition that continues, dating to the time many students rode the trains to get to this campus. Traveling the countryside in Brookings, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.